You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt has defended state and territory health authorities and their management of deadly coronavirus outbreaks, warning of more infection spikes. 16 people are dead from an outbreak at Sydney's Newmarch House nursing home, where 37 residents have been infected. A cluster at a Melbourne abattoir has been linked to 49 cases, but no deaths, with the state's chief health officer admitting the source may not be discovered. In Tasmania, 12 of the 13 deaths have been in the state's northwest, where an outbreak forced two hospitals to be shut down and 1,200 healthcare workers quarantined. Mr. Hunt says authorities in those states responded rapidly to outbreaks, but Victoria's opposition leader, Michael O'Brien, says the Victorian government took too long to respond to the abattoir outbreak.
This has been mishandled by the state government. Too many people have been exposed. Too many people's health has been put at risk. Mistakes have clearly been made. We need to get to the bottom of it, and that's why we need an independent inquiry to get to the bottom of this.
Health authorities in New South Wales have confirmed 9 new COVID-19 cases, but no further deaths since the loss of another resident at the Newmarch House aged care facility. While the Premier Gladys Berejiklian acknowledged some success in flattening the curve, she says an increase in COVID-19 cases is likely with the easing of restrictions, and she's urging residents to maintain social distancing and seek testing even with mild respiratory symptoms. The New South Wales government wants high levels of coronavirus testing with a minimum of 10,000 daily checks. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the state's contact tracing teams are working hard, but medical professionals will also respond to other health issues.
Some of the data in terms of attendance at GPs and attendances even at our emergency departments has been down. It is pleasing to see that our reports are that activity is increasing, and I think that reflects the community confidence. But I would like to say that it is critical that throughout our response to COVID that people seek care, the environments, healthcare environments are safe.
Tasmania's Premier Peter Gutwin is urging the community to be careful as it inches towards normality. State Parliament resumed today and will sit on Friday. Leaders will outline what they call a recovery roadmap based on public health advice. Mr. Gutwin says there will still be rules to follow in order to stop further COVID-19 case numbers in the state.
It is going to be so important that we don't put ourselves in the position that other countries have, as I've mentioned, whereby we see a second wave that is devastating, that catches us unawares.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is reportedly receiving threats over the government's JobKeeper program and has been provided with police protection. It's believed the security protection began last month. Meanwhile, a special commission will continue to hear evidence and is expected to deliver its final report by mid-August on the ill-fated cruise ship the Ruby Princess, linked to more than 20 coronavirus deaths and 600 infections across Australia. About 2,700 passengers were allowed to disembark the ship. They were handed information cards and told to self-isolate for 14 days, and some were let go before getting the results of COVID-19 tests. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described the questioning of New South Wales health employee epidemiologist Kellyanne Resler at the inquiry as aggressive and out of line after she burst into tears yesterday while being questioned. She apologised for the department's failures in dealing with the coronavirus outbreak on the vessel, saying the situation would be handled differently if it happened again. Mr. Morrison has told radio station 2GB he thinks Commissioner Brett Walker's questioning went too far.
I found that a bit out of line, and I think to see her reduced to that under that sort of aggressive line of what it would appear questioning, you got to get the balance right on this one, and I would hope that Mr. Walker would reflect on that.
Meanwhile, government officials have conceded the performance of their coronavirus contact tracing software is highly variable, but insist it will still help health authorities. More than 5.1 million people have downloaded and registered on the COVID Safe mobile phone app since it was released. Over the past week, the tech community has examined the app's code and have identified a number of functional and privacy issues. But the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, says Australians have embraced the app despite the glitches.
Apparently, this is the fastest that Australia has ever got to 5 million downloads of any app ever onto smartphones. So, again, I think that's a remarkable statement about how the Australian public has listened to our appeal. It's important that we have as many people as possible downloading this app, and now with over 5.1 million downloads, that's a remarkable achievement.
Digital Transformation Agency head Randall Brugger has told senators the app is being constantly improved, and you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.